You know, it's almost Halloween this week. So for our young members, that's exciting. Yeah. Just about four more days. Yeah. And it's going to be exciting. Somebody's really excited out there. But parents, I want to tell you something that's very scary. I mean, this is really scary. 2 months from today, it'll be 2 days after Christmas, and you will be scrounging all over the house for two AA batteries. 2 months. 2 little months. And you won't be able to find a D-sized battery that's got a charge in it left in the house. And that means for me that I'm not far away from my annual trip around the west side of Fort Bend County and Harris County to hear confessions. Many of the parishes have reconciliation services for the entire congregation. And so they usually start for me. I get a call from Father Drew down at St. Lawrence in Sugar Land, and then just kind of work my way all the way around, maybe to out as far as St. Faustina, and then back around to the churches in Katy, and end up at St. Edith Stein. And it's really a lot of fun. The clergy get together and we have dinner beforehand, and everybody always eats too much and somebody fixes way too much good food, and we chat and talk. We don't get a chance to see each other very often. And then we go in and there's an opening prayer and some scripture and maybe a hymn or something. And then we all go to our separate places in the church, and the lines begin to form of people who want to come and make their reconciliation. And we will hear the words over and over and over again, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." It's been 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. Every once in a while, somebody will just say, "Father, it's been two." I'll say, "What? Too what? Too long." I've had people come and say, "Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 30 years since my last confession." And I just look at them and kind of shake my head and say, "We're going to be here a while, aren't we?" But that's okay, because we're just going to cover it by decade. Kind of like the rosary. We'll cover 30 years ago to 20 years ago, 20 years to 10 years, and 10 years to today. Just the big ones, remember? But the one that really is interesting, and it normally comes from women, because women come to confession about 3 to 1 over against men, okay? Men, you're not so good at coming to confession. Women are much more directed to come to confession. And they will come to me and they will say, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 4 months since my last confession. And my husband or my son or my daughter-in-law," and then they will just plow right through that person, because it is that person's behavior that causes them to fall into sin, okay? If my husband wasn't such and such, then I wouldn't fall into the sin of anger, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes I have to let him go for just a few minutes, and then I say, "Ma'am, there are 80 other people in line out there, and most of them have a husband. So we're going to have to hit just the mortal sins, okay? And they've got to be yours, not somebody else's." That's what happened in the parable for this morning. That's exactly what happened to the parable this morning. A Pharisee and a tax collector went up to the temple to pray. And the Pharisee raises his hands, because that's the ancient position for prayer in Judaism. It came over into Christianity. And they raise their hands and say, "Oh, dear God, I am so glad that I am not like other people. I'm not greedy. I'm not adulterous. I'm not this. I'm not that. I'm not the other. And I'm certainly not like that tax collector over there." And Jesus says the tax collector just hung his head and said, "Dear God, have mercy on me, a sinner." He made his confession. The Pharisee wanted to make his confession for him. It doesn't work that way. It never has. It never will. When we go to confession, it is about our shortcomings. Not our husbands, our wives, our children, our daughters-in-law. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. It's about us. And so this parable is truly contemporary. It is as contemporary as our spiritual lives and our prayers this morning and our prayers before bedtime last night. God wants to hear about our shortcomings, and we don't need, nor does he want, us to make somebody else's confession for them. He knows already, but he wants to know that you know of where your own shortcomings fail. And so that's the homily today. Now, I'm going to ask the people in the back, running the, oh, I see them, they're waving at me right now, to put the first slide up, and we're going to talk one more time, I'm sorry, about Ignite. We have been talking about this for over a month, and I have to tell you, I mean, I've got to be very honest. Father Mario and I do this primarily because when the Cardinal asks, "Are you a team player?" you say, "Yes, sir, I'm a team player." And so we're going to do it, and then we're going to get on with the other aspects of our life in this parish. So there are cards and envelopes in the pews, and if you'll just send them down the row to each other. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but I want you to just be able to see it right now as we talk for just a moment. And I do promise you, we're getting very near to the end of this process. But this is our opportunity to be a part of a greater Catholic community across the Archdiocese. And I hope that you understand by now that one-third of whatever we raise, whatever is pledged and the pledge is paid, comes back to St. Cyril's. So if we raise $30,000, $10,000 comes back to the church. If we raise $90,000, $30,000 comes back to the church. So we have some skin in the game as well, as they say. Today is the day that I hope you're ready now to sign a commitment card. And the first thing I want you to do is to look at the back of the flap. It's this one right here. And don't get all wound up about these great big old numbers over here. Let's go down here to these numbers right here. Or right there. Let's say that you adjust your behavior in such a way that you make your own coffee in the morning and you grab a bagel and you don't go through McDonald's, and you don't pay them $1.48. And if you do that every day for 4 years, and you give that gift to the archdiocese and to this congregation, your gift would be $2,400. That little bitty sacrifice makes a great big difference. Let's say you're used to going through Starbucks. Well, it's somewhere between $3.08 and $4.62 a day, Monday through Friday. And if you were to do that and give that up and just drink your old Sanka at home, anybody still remember Sanka? Ooh, I'm old. Anyway, $3.08, 4 years, $7,500. $2,500 of it would come back to the parish. $4.62 over a 4 year period, $10,000. No, that's the $7,500, and the one above it is $10,000. And again, a third of that coming back to the parish. You can look at that, have some idea where yours falls, and maybe, just maybe, this is a one-time opportunity in your life that you can do something like this. I don't know. I'm planning to. I'm going to give a gift that I never thought I could give before. And I'm going to do it by putting it on Mario's credit card. And I'll show you how to do that in just a minute. Shh, don't tell him. But he's going to be thrilled that I can make that kind of gift. Okay? All right, let's go to the next slide. What do they need from you? Well, look on the left-hand side. They need your name. They need your address, the city, state and zip code, a home number or a cell number, if you're willing to share that with them, your home email or your work email, as you're willing to share those. And then please, please, please put St. Cyril's, Houston, Texas. Unless you're going to say something naughty about me, then put St. John Vianney, okay? But if you're going to be nice, St. Cyril's. All right, over here. And again, you can look at the top and they say $50,000. That's what Mario's going to give. But I'll sign it for him. Whatever the gift that you're going to give over 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, a one-time gift. I'm going to give my gift on January 1st of 2020 because that works best for me to get it into the next tax year. However you want to do it. How are you going to make it? Well, I'm going to make it in four equal parts, so I'm going to do it annually. That works best for my tax situation. And I'm going to give $2,000 to start the process. And I'm going to write a check for it, and the check number is such and such. And please, please, please remember to make it to Ignite, not St. Cyril. Do not write it to St. Cyril. Write it to Ignite. That is the way that we protect these funds from ever being used for anything else other than the five things that the Archdiocese wants to do and the two things that we want to do here. It protects it in case of lawsuit or bankruptcy or anything else. It protects the funds, so make a check out to Ignite. If you want to use a credit card or direct debit, you can color in that little bubble right there. And then let's say Mario's going to give. How much is Mario going to give? Let's say he's going to give $30,000. We're going to write $30,000. We're going to put it over the next 4 years. We're going to make a $10,000 payment right here. So $30,000 less $10,000 means that we still have $20,000 to get out of him over the next 3 years. So that's simply how that works. All right, let's go to the last slide, please. For those of you who are very technologically savvy, far more than I am, I understand that you can click on this thing and every piece of information that you'll ever need will come to you. However, I still need a ballpoint pen because I don't belong to that world yet. All right. If you want to use a credit card or a bank account, authorization for the credit card, well, it's in Mario's name, but I'm going to sign it for him. And a card number. And is it Visa, MasterCard, Discovery, AMX, or Mario's? I don't think he's going to find that nearly as funny as I do. All right. Authorization for direct debit, if you want them to just take it out of your account once a month for the next 48 months. Your account number, your bank number, and the bank routing number. If all of this gets a little too complicated for you, you can call the Archdiocese at 713-659-5461 or go to ignite@archdioceofgalvestonhouston.org and they will help you sort it out. There are people there every day and that's exactly their job. So if you've got any questions, you call them. Folks, I know this has been a tough period of time. We've talked to you about the fact that our offertory has been down. We're behind in our DSF. And so I want you to remember what I said last week and the week before, and maybe the week before that. If you can only give one gift to your church, make it to offertory. That's your gift. If, however, you can make two gifts to the church, make the first one to the offertory and the second one to DSF. Because we can't rob Peter to pay Paul. The church is first, DSF is second. Then, and only then, if you can do a gift over and above, for some reason, this is a time in your life when you can do something that you may have never done before, then that's what you would give to Ignite. And remember, a number of months ago, I brought in a pair of blue jeans, and we talked about my grandmother's understanding of why you wouldn't wear blue jeans to church, but they were a good visual because there's two front pockets. There's one for offertory and there's one for DSF. But then there's one back here in the back where you carry the big bills, where you carry your checkbook, where you carry your credit card. And that's what we're talking about with Ignite. A gift over and above your regular giving. Over and above. I want to tell you one more quick story. You know, I've been doing this kind of work for 20-some years. And I also did a lot of work in financial planning for people. I'm not a financial planner, but I do know that you can't give a substantial gift to your church if you're over your head in debt. And so I would work with families and have classes and stuff to help people begin to learn to manage their debt and become debt free. And one of the booger bearers of 20-some years ago was the infamous credit card. So many people had got themselves in so much trouble with a credit card. Well, anyway, I was at a leadership gathering at one of the churches I was working with, and after I finished, I said, now, are there any questions? And a lovely young woman was seated here. I could tell by the way she was dressed. She had come straight from work, and she had a pretty good job. At least she looked like it was a very good job. And she raised her hand. I said, yes. She said, can I put this on my credit card? And I know that all the blood in my face must have just gone away, because just two nights before I was working with families who were upside down in credit card debt. And I said, yes, but if you don't mind me asking, why would you want to? And she said, oh, that's easy. I want the points or the miles. Hey, I'm 66 years old. I don't think that way, but I know for other generations you do. And so it can be done in many, many ways. But thank you for your time. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your patience. I hope that you understand how this fits into the total life of the congregation. And now I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward. If you want to give your card today, that's fine. Just give it to the ushers with the funny square baskets. And if not, take it home, bring it back next week, or at the latest, the following week. Because we really want to get this finished and get on with Thanksgiving and Advent and Christmas. And we don't want to have this process lingering into the life of the congregation any further than it is. So again, we thank you. We thank you. And from the bottom of our hearts, both Mario and I thank you. And please don't tell him that I'm going to use his credit card to make a gift that I never would have been able to make otherwise. It's just a secret between us.